So when is violence justified? Bhagavad Gita leads to a war being fought, and we also have had world wars being fought. There are three different points. First is, what is the purpose of the war? Second is, what are the efforts done to resolve things without the war being fought? And what is the consciousness with which the people are fighting the war? So if we look at the Bhagavad Gita, we see that before that the Pandavas went to extremes to avoid the war. It is Krishna himself who went as a Shanti Dut. Now Krishna, even if everybody at that time did not accept him as God, they all knew that he had killed extremely powerful warriors, demons also. So they knew he was a very powerful warrior. And so for Krishna himself to go as a messenger, you know, a messenger, usually a person very reasonably low in the hierarchy goes as a messenger. So for example, say there is a standoff between India and Pakistan, and then the Indian Prime Minister goes as a messenger at that. That means in the intent or the desire for peace is so great that the Prime Minister himself is ready to go. And then if Pakistan tries to arrest the Indian Prime Minister, he has gone there. Very outrage over there. So that's what happened over there. So the Pandavas tried everything. Sometimes we say, I tried everything humanly possible. The Pandavas tried everything humanly possible and everything divinely possible also to avoid war. So the Kauravas left them with no option at all. The Pandavas said, just give us 5 villages. Even they were not ready to agree with that. See, there are different ways in which we may say no also. Sometimes somebody invites us for some program, some event, and we say, yeah, I would like to come, but I can't come because I have this. So then sometimes we can say no to a particular request without saying no to the person. But Duryodhana, what did he say? I will not give enough land to put the tip of a needle through. This is not just no to the proposal. This is a no to the person. It's an insult. So he had no desire for a peaceful settlement. So that's the, if you look at the effort that were done to avoid the war, they were enormous on the Pandava side. And beyond that also, if you see the purpose of the war. The purpose was that a series of atrocities that the Kauravas performed on the Pandavas. And the Pandavas tolerated all of it. The Pandavas' purpose was not so much that they wanted to win a kingdom. They wanted the rule of Dharma. They wanted the rule of virtue. And if you look at the consciousness, the Pandavas fought not so much to gain a kingdom. They fought so that they could establish Dharma. They fought so that there could be a rule of virtue. So there is a argument for extreme pacifism, which says war should never be fought. Violence is never the solution. But you know, violence is alone not the solution. But violence is sometimes necessary as a precursor to a solution. Sometimes the United Nations, it sends peacekeeping forces to avoid war. Just see what is the name also? Peacekeeping force. So to avoid violence, you need force. So actually, violence or the threat of violence is a major deterrent. It alone will not stop, but it is a deterrent. And sometimes that is what is required. So you cannot say at A, B, C, these factors violence is justified. But if you look at the overall context, it is that the Pandavas, they were repeatedly, atrocities were performed against them. They tried to tolerate it all. They were very accommodating and still they were rebuffed. And eventually the purpose was to establish Dharma. So, if we look at the overall context, then we do see that this was not just a war which is fought for gaining territory, for getting power and prestige. It was a war fought to establish dharma. And everybody who is fighting may have their own rationalizations. We are on the side of virtue. We are doing what is right. We are doing what is good. But there are objective criteria by which things can also be observed. So, if we consider World War I, World War II, yes, we could say that both parties were vicious to some extent. But certainly in World War II, we can say that there's one party which is much more vicious. And so the other party had to defend. So we have to recognize that violence is not entirely unavoidable. At the same time, the Bhagavad Gita's message is not a call for violence. The Bhagavad Gita concludes with a call for surrender. And Arjuna gives his assent not by saying, I will fight. He will say, I will do your will. Karishye vachanam tava. The Bhagavad Gita has been commented by many acharyas, there are hundreds of commentaries written on it. But none of the acharyas have ever written commentaries which were calls for war. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they lived when say Islam was ruling India. But they did not use the Bhagavad Gita, I have to fight against the Muslims. Nothing like that. So they focus on the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. So the essence of the Bhagavad Gita is a call not for violence, not for silence. It's a call for transcendence. It's a call to raise one's consciousness to the spiritual level. And sometimes that raising to the transcendence can be through violence. Sometimes it can be through silence. Sometimes it can be through something else. The important thing is, the Gita itself is not a book that is calling for violence. If you look at it, I have a whole article on this. If you see, the Gita is spoken just before a war. But there is not a single verse which talks about war strategies. In fact, after the fourth chapter, the only reference to war that comes is in the 11th chapter, where Arjuna is talking, where the Vishwarupa is described. There's a reference in the 8th chapter with the Mamanuspar Yuddhacha. But that is more in a broad context that fighting is your duty as a Kshatriya. So we are not just to particularly fight this war. In the whole last 6 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, there is no reference to the war at all. So the point of the Gita is not to inspire somebody to fight a war. The point of the Bhagavad Gita is to inspire us all to act according to dharma. But Arjuna's question at the start is also not, should I fight or should I not fight? Arjuna's question is, Pruchhami tvam dharma sammoodacetaha. So I want to know what is dharma. And Krishna tells what is dharma. So if the Bhagavad Gita had simply been a call to war, it would not have had so much relevance for thousands of years. It has had relevance because it addresses universal questions of what is the purpose of humanity. How are we to act in this world? Does it answer your question? Thank you very much.